Jumping ahead too quickly. While I was serving as a mission president in Ireland, I became alerted by the missionaries that they were teaching the son of a prominent judge. They were trying to get the permission of this boy's parents for him to be baptized. His mother deferred to the judgment of his father, and his father was a person of great spirituality, with a knowledge of the scriptures, a person of social and political importance, and a person of great intellect and deep integrity. So he said before he would give permission to his son, he would need to understand what his son was getting into. The missionaries involved me in helping to teach Judge McCracken. Because of his integrity, his openness of heart and mind, his faith in Jesus Christ, and his prayerfulness, he came to understand and believe the restored gospel. He had to deal with the heavy tradition and the social pressures and political consequences of his decision. But he was a strong person and feared God more than man. He gave permission for his son to be baptized, and shortly thereafter, he was baptized. He seemed to be called out of due season, as Paul was, because no one around him understood how he could possibly do such a thing. The judge belonged to a religious study group that had studied the Bible for many years, and he invited me to come to his home to speak to this group. This is the way he introduced me. All of you know that I have become a Mormon, that I have joined the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. All of you think that I have made the most serious mistake of my life, and you have no way of understanding how I could possibly do such a foolish thing. We all care for each other, and you know that I am not a person who would make such a decision lightly, in that I have the courage of my convictions. We have all for years wondered about the return of Elijah as prophesied in Malachi. I want to testify to you that Elijah has returned to the earth and restored his keys and powers. This gentleman is a missionary who has come from his home in America to teach us about the return of Elijah. That was the introduction he gave to my presentation, totally out of the blue. But these were people of great intellectual integrity and spirituality who knew that the prophecies about Elijah were to come to pass. They also knew somewhat about Elijah's mission dealing with families. They were open and responsive, but none of them opted to go further in understanding the other events of the restoration. I have since wondered, though, if perhaps one of the problems in the approach we took was that we didn't go through the proper sequence, but rather jumped to the fifth event before the foundation had been laid. I think that Judge McCracken was operating on the belief that the group would be open to knowing about the return of Elijah because they had been praying for it, preparing for it, and believing in it, and that this would be an opening that would create an opportunity to teach the whole story of the restoration. This was a valuable experience that may at some time open doors for those righteous souls to understand the gospel. But the true significance of Elijah's return cannot really be understood outside the context of the earlier events of the restoration.